Hi, it's Dave. This past week, Tesla has released their full self-driving beta version to a limited number of first users. Now, in this video, I'm going to take a look at what is Tesla's full self-driving option, what it means for Tesla's profit and margins going forward, and I'm going to look at the overall business model of how Tesla can sell their hardware or their cars for cheaper, but make money off of their software and autonomy. All right, in this video, I'm gonna cover the following. First, I'm gonna look at the difference between full self-driving and autopilot. Number two, I'll look at the risks of a full self-driving rollout. Number three, I'm gonna look at the margin implications, meaning how much profit can Tesla make out of this. And number four, I'm gonna look at the overall business model that Tesla has with autonomy and the pros and cons. So Tesla just released their beta version of their full self-driving option to a limited number of owners right after Q3 earnings. Here's the difference between full self-driving and autopilot. Autopilot is used mostly on the freeway and takes you from one freeway entrance to an exit with lane changes and etc. But full self-driving works on local streets by reading the signal lights and stop signs. It'll take right turns and left turns and even drive around roundabouts. It basically does everything you need it to do on local streets. And there's been some great videos on Twitter and YouTube of users taking full self-driving on local streets and making turns at signal lights. Also, what's interesting about the full self-driving beta version is that the user interface, so the driver interface, is completely different. You've got all these colorful lines kind of showing you what the full self-driving computer is picking up. And so it's kind of a mesmerizing experience. In order to accomplish this, Tesla had to do a complete rewrite of their full self-driving features that they were working on. And by doing a rewrite, they were able to incorporate more like a 3D or even 4D kind of picture of what's going around in the surroundings. And that's helping Tesla to implement these features for full self-driving. Now, the Tesla community is rightfully very excited about this full self-driving rollout. And let's take a deeper look into what might happen in terms of what the rollout is going to look like. All right, so this past week, the rollout is starting to limit a number of beta users, and Tesla is going to be very cautious to slowly increase the number of beta users that are allowed to test out this full self-driving option. Now, the first thing to remember is that full self-driving is trying to solve a very challenging situation. Now, there are a ton of varying different type of driving situations, especially in local scenarios. You have different types of stop signs and signal lights and lane markings, and you have pedestrians and bicyclists, and there's just a myriad of different complicated situations that full self-driving is going to have to navigate. And as a result, there's going to be a heightened risk of accidents that are going to happen. And that's why I think Tesla is doing the right thing. Their approach is to do a slow and careful rollout, meticulously monitoring how the full self-driving is handling itself in different situations. And if things are going well, they will slowly roll out to the beta option to more users. Now, in my opinion, I think there's going to be a likely prolonged beta period. And the reason for this is because local self-driving is an immensely challenging situation. And I think it's best for Tesla and everyone involved to make sure that they got it right before they do a wide rollout. In my opinion, I think the wide rollout will come next year, maybe in the first quarter or second quarter. Now, as a Tesla shareholder, this is exciting because Tesla is finally delivering on their promises to roll out full self-driving features. But on the other hand, it's kind of nerve-wracking because you don't know what's going to happen out there. Tesla's full self-driving option has the potential to radically revolutionize and improve Tesla margins. Starting on October 29th, Tesla is bumping up the price of their full self-driving option to $10,000. So it's a $2,000 price increase. Now, this price increase is purely margin because it's software. There's no other hardware costs involved. Now, this bump in price is only going to happen in the US because that's where Tesla is focusing their beta rollout first. When other countries get their beta rollouts, then Tesla will go ahead and bump their prices in those countries as well. Now, as the full self-driving option gets better, meaning it's more reliably able to navigate these local streets, I believe the take rate is going to increase. What that means is when people buy a Tesla car, more people are going to choose the option to buy full self-driving. And so that's going to drive up the margins as well. So Tesla's got this combination of driving up the price of full self-driving option, but also increasing the take rate of how many people choose the option as the option gets better. Now, Elon Musk on this week's earnings conference call had something interesting to say about margins with autonomy. Check it out.
I mean, in terms of margins, like all of these margins are going to look pretty comically small when you factor in autonomy.
Now, Elon says when you factor in autonomy or this full self-driving, as it gets better and better, and it completely drives you from point A to B, that current margins are going to look comically small compared to the margins that Tesla will accrue when they have full autonomy. And the reason for this is because Tesla can start to sell their hardware or their cars cheaper and start to make more money on their software. In other words, it's kind of like the printer and the ink cartridge business model, where printer manufacturers sell the printer for like dirt cheap, right? Maybe at cost, or who knows, maybe they lose money, but they're making up their margins on the ink cartridges. And that's why they sell these ink cartridges for like $30 or $40 a piece. HP, Canon, Epson, all these printer companies aren't really interested in making money off of the printer. They want you to buy their printer so they can lock you into a supply to sell you these ink cartridges at ridiculously high margin prices. Now, this is an actual business model that Tesla can pursue, meaning sell their cars like a printer for really cheap, but then make money off of the software. And Tesla can use their first mover advantage of having autonomy first, and they can also use their advantage of having the best autonomy out there to go to market. And so while others are playing catch up and it takes, let's say, 3, 4, 5 years after Tesla, Tesla has that time to extend their lead and to extend into a dominant position in the autonomy market. Now, the weakness of this business model of printer and ink cartridges is that there can be some cheap ink cartridge manufacturers, right? Like you have on Amazon, who just sell stuff from China that is super dirt cheap. And so rather than paying like $30 or $40 for a genuine HP ink cartridge, you're paying like $5 or $10 for a knockoff that's shipped from China or from a company that imports a bunch of ink cartridges from China. In a similar way, the danger to this business model is that there can be autonomy solutions from other companies or other software companies. It could be from Google or Nvidia or even Mobileye. And they could offer their ink cartridges at ridiculously low prices if they can find an alternative way to monetize the usage of that autonomy package. And that's why I think Elon has recently been mentioning that other companies are going to catch up. They're going to eventually have autonomy. And in the long term, Tesla's main competitive advantage, in Elon's view, is going to be their manufacturing. Overall, it's amazing that Tesla has been able to release their full self-driving beta option, even if it's to a limited number of users. Now, this is extremely bullish in my opinion, because Tesla can iterate and make the product and service better and better over time. While other companies are busy experimenting and developing things in the lab, Tesla is busy actually rolling out real products to real customers. And that's usually the best way to achieve rapid progress, especially when you need an immense amount of data like the AI and machine learning that full self-driving is requiring. Now, if Tesla is able to solve autonomy and really roll out true robotaxis and cars that completely drive themselves from point A to point B without any human intervention and without even a steering wheel, that is going to be completely mind-blowing. And I think it's going to heavily impact the valuation for Tesla, because now Tesla becomes no longer an auto manufacturer like how many people have been characterizing them. But Tesla becomes, in my opinion, a true AI company, a company that's leveraging the power of software, machine learning, and autonomy to provide an entirely new market of transportation as a service that is a market in its infancy and has many decades of growth ahead for it. Further, what's great about Tesla's plans for autonomy is that Tesla can use autonomy to accelerate the world's transition to sustainable energy. In other words, it's all part of the master plan. The electric vehicles that Tesla developed was kind of like the first step, but now Tesla is maturing and they're moving on to a second step, and they're trying to accelerate the world transition to sustainable energy even faster. And that's where autonomy, I think, is going to speed up the process and really turbocharge Tesla's growth plans for the next decade and even beyond. All right, I want to hear from you guys. Are you excited about the rollout for Tesla's full self-driving option? And as a Tesla investor, are you a little bit anxious as well? Anyway, share your comments in the comment section. If this video has been helpful, please like it and consider subscribing to my channel. We're looking at investment topics through different angles, trying to find signal amongst the noise and trying to get beneath the surface of things. I'm on Twitter at HeyDave7, and we'll see you in my next video. Thanks.